Down in the economically distressed hollers of the South End, many a man, and almost as many a woman, has turned to desperate measures to keep from falling into the abyss of full-time employment. We'll try damn near anything before looking for a job. And essentially, isn't this what capitalism is all about? The God-given right not to work? Of course it is. We'd rather kill ourselves laboring for ourselves. We'd rather go broke and hungry trying some bonehead endeavor. We'd rather jeopardize our mental and physical health before we take a job doing something we hate 20 to 40 miles away from hearth and home. The hearth and home B&B was Earl's idea. But, Patty signed on too. It was that or welfare, she figured, so why not humor Earl? She did make it clear, though, she wasn't going to do all the cooking and cleaning, Buster. He'd have to make beds and clean toilets. Earl hemmed, Earl hawed. Earl said he'd have plenty to do setting up the website and handling the reservations that were certain to pour in. That and cuting up the place. So the old farmhouse would look more quaint than shacky. But in the end, Earl, desperate to escape the horrors of real employment, signed on to bathroom duties and bed-making, figuring, if I know Earl, he could wiggle out of those before too long. Home and Hearth Bed and Breakfast spent a small fortune on web designs, on yellow page ads, on fancy signage, stationery, all the rigmarole of business startups not imagined at the outset. Took a second mortgage on the property, then waited for the tourists to pour in from the smog-sickened cities. Charming turn-of-the-century farmstead, spectacular views of orchards and fields and Mount Baker in the distance. Well, the orchards were overgrown and played out. The field was impossible to mow. The farm equipment didn't look rustic, just rusting, and Mount Baker was barely visible on the best of days. H&H B&B lasted about 6 months before Patty took a job cutting hair at the salon beneath the real estate office. Earl soldiered on, but finally he found work at Boeing 45 minutes away. It's a long commute, but, as Earl says, there's great views of Mount Baker and the Cascade Range on the way, and home is like a vacation at a B&B, only he doesn't have to make the bed or clean the toilets anymore. Even Patty figures it's a pretty good trade-off.